This is Dairy Radio Now.
Betty Berning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, you have a look at last week's U.S. dairy export data for the month of March.
I do, and this one was exciting. Total cheese exports were a little more than 110 million pounds. That's an all-time record. At best, the record that was set in June 2022. Mexico took more product. South Korea took more on a year-over-year basis, as did Japan. So big number. However, what makes this interesting is that U.S. dairy exports were actually down on a year-over-year basis in March. March 2024 was the smallest March total since 2020. The reason dairy exports were down in March is driven by dry whey, non-fat dry milk, and lower shipments of lactose. So record cheese exports, but other commodities were much weaker, driving the complex.
Where do you see it going from here?
Oh, that's a good question. I think we've been pretty competitive on cheese, so we may continue to see decent cheese exports. Powder really seems to be languishing. The chatter in the market just continues to be. There's not a lot of demand out there. We've kind of seen that in the markets. If you look at the non-fat dry milk market, really since the start of January 2023, so over a year ago, prices have traded in a pretty tight 20 to 25 cent band. Not a lot of movement on this, just not great international demand.
The American Dairy Products Institute held its annual meeting last week in Chicago. You were there. What did you learn?
Yes, I was in Chicago. It was another great meeting. A lot of chatter just around what's going on in the butter market. Why is it as high as it is? It has everyone mystified. Talked more on cheese prices. We're finally seeing a rally there, and things are coming off of those lows that we set earlier in 2024. It seems like international demand is playing a big part in that, and then just the tighter supplies as processors have made less cheese in 2024 thus far compared to 2023. Talk of highly pathogenic avian influenza as well. We discussed that while the virus has been found in milk, that additional USDA testing that showed the virus is inactivated by pasteurization. And I know even late last week, there was some news around the testing of ground beef as well, which also shows that that's totally safe to eat. U.S. dairy and beef remain healthy, good things to eat. Drink pasteurized milk, cook your beef, and you'll be in good shape.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Berning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the issue of possible compensation to dairy operations hit by the bird flu is a complex one, as we hear from USDA Radio's Gary Crawford.
Should dairy producers whose cows have gotten avian influenza be compensated for the loss of milk production from those cows, and if so, by how much? Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told visiting farm broadcasters those indeed are hard questions to answer given the fairly small loss of milk production that we've seen. But
I think what is of greater interest to us is there a residual impact and effect that is long-standing?
The cows seem to recover from the virus, but does their milk production recover, or does it remain 10 to 20% below normal? Obviously,
over the life of that cow, that's an issue.
But to make sure it's a real issue, it's actually happening, producers would need to share their records with USDA.
So it's important for us to be able to get with farmers, to be able to get the information that would allow us to make an informed decision about whether or not an indemnification program makes sense.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In other news, will we see a new farm bill this year?
That's a good question, and I think you've probably heard a bunch of different answers.
Mike Stranz of the National Farmers Union on Capitol Hill, where he's seeing some progress being made, along with Joe Gilson of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
It has to be done in a bipartisan way, and we have to have a bipartisan vote at the committee level in order to have the bill see floor time in the summer months.
The current one-year farm bill extension expires on September 30th. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.